Elliot Chapman chose a hard time to start a farm, even if it looked like the best time. It was 2013. Grain prices were coming off historic highs. Chapman was farming with his dad and uncle near the town of Lyman on the Nebraska-Wyoming border. He decided to strike out on his own.
I was living the life, you know, ever since I was a little kid, I always wanted to do what dad did.
Farming is an expensive business, and new farmers rarely have enough money set aside. Chapman borrowed $94,000 to get a few tractors, a semi, a combine, a hay baler, equipment he had to have, even if most of it was 30 years old. He took out a loan to buy seed, fertilizer, and fuel.
Holy cow, was I in deep after that. Yeah, it was just that first year where things tanked. I mean, the last year was good, and then it almost went straight down.
Crop prices plummeted. Hailstorms hit. Chapman lost money 3 years in a row. Last spring, when he went back to the bank, he learned his credit had dried up.
And I had already had a crop in the ground. Yeah, we went straight to survival mode. Man, what do you do when you go in there and you got a crop in the ground and they say no? That puts a lot on a guy.
Farmers across the Midwest are trying to figure out how to get by at a time when prices for everything from corn to wheat to cattle and hogs mean they'll be struggling just to break even. Paul Bergner from Platte Valley Bank in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, says there's just more supply than demand.
Prices are low, bins are full, and the dollar's strengthening as we speak, and so that's just making that export thing a little bit more challenging.
Farm income has declined 3 years running, and there are signs of strain. Land values are down, farm debt continues to rise, and low prices have triggered a surge in payments from government programs. Brad Lubin, an ag economist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, says the farms with the most debt will be the first to run into trouble. That could mean new farms like Elliot Chapman's, or farms that borrowed money to buy land or livestock when prices were high.
Anybody that was in a growth mode, more acres that are perhaps cash rented, more machinery, more inputs.
But if today's hard times sound like a repeat of the 1980s farm crisis, Lubin says that's not the case, at least not for the farm economy as a whole.
It's difficult to call this a crisis. It's certainly a concern.
Many farmers were able to sock away a rainy day fund when times were good. All farmers will have to cut costs on big ticket items like fertilizer, land rent, and machinery. But despite continued downward trends, Lubin and other economists still believe farm failures will be isolated.
The number of producers that are truly in sort of financial stress with some impacts on their operations is a relatively small percentage.
Unfortunately, that small percentage includes Elliot Chapman, who ran out of money to farm but still had a debt to pay. His answer to that problem was mediation. Farm states created mediation programs after the 80s farm crisis to help farmers avoid foreclosure and the mass bankruptcies that tore through rural areas.
With mediation, they got everything from financial counselors clear down to food stamps.
Mediation doesn't mean loan forgiveness. Chapman still owes the bank its money, but the plan they came up with helps him work through his debt while keeping his family's land.
The biggest thing for me is I was able to keep the family farm in the family. I didn't want to be that guy who lost the family farm. That was always my worst nightmare.
He got a job at a county roads department and does freelance farm work on the side. Someday, he hopes to start his own farm again. When he does, it'll be with some hard lessons learned about the ups and downs of agriculture. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.